This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha is taking up the discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address to the Joint Houses of Parliament. Speaking during the discussion, Leader of Opposition and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi said the President's speech was the same as previous years. Mr. Gandhi said the problem of unemployment still remains and the government has failed to address it, even though the country is growing. He also mentioned that the government's flagship program, Make in India, was a good idea conceptually, but the government has failed to implement it effectively. Earlier moving the motion, Ramveer Singh Bhaduri of the BJP listed the works done by the Narendra Modi-led government and the public welfare schemes. He attacked the AAP-ruled Delhi government for allegedly not implementing various central schemes such as Ayushman Bharat and Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana in the national capital and for denying people basic health care, housing and other facilities. He also raised the issue of poor road conditions, air pollution and problems with public transport facilities in the city. The discussion is underway. The Rajya Sabha has taken up discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint session of Parliament. Initiating the discussion, BJP member Kiran Chaudhary said the government has taken monumental initiatives to double the income of farmers, stating that the opposition is holding a false campaign against the government over its efforts for the agriculture sector. The BJP member said instead the UPA government had kept the recommendations of the Dr. Swaminathan committee under cold storage. She further said the government, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has taken several measures to ensure farmers get more income for their produce. She also said the country is currently moving towards Vikasit Bharat in a real sense. The discussion is underway currently. Leader of Opposition and Congress leader Mallikarjun Kharge raised the issue of unemployment, price rise of commodities and appreciation of the Indian rupee against the US dollar. He accused the government of not fulfilling its promise of providing 2 crore jobs every year. The Leader of Opposition in the Rajya Sabha demanded for conducting caste census. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today accused Leader of the Opposition and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi of deliberately speaking falsehoods about his visit to the US in December last year. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he went to meet the Secretary of State and NSA of the Biden administration. He also chaired a gathering of Indian Consuls General and met the incoming NSA designate. The External Affairs Minister stressed that at no stage was an invitation regarding the Prime Minister discussed. He added that it is common knowledge that Prime Minister Narendra Modi does not attend such events and India is generally represented by special envoys. He claimed that Mr. Gandhi's lies may be intended politically, but they damage the nation abroad. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today announced that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has taken up a big mission to modernize and expand railway facilities in West Bengal, and an amount of 13,955 crore rupees has been allocated for this. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Mr. Vaishnav said the railways has a massive investment of 68,000 crore rupees in West Bengal.
बंगाल में 68,000 करोड़ रुपीस का रेलवे का इन्वेस्टमेंट है. मैसिव इन्वेस्टमेंट है ये, और इस इन्वेस्टमेंट को ठीक से जल्दी से लोगों के काम में आए, इसके लिए मैं आप सबके माध्यम से स्टेट के ऑनरेबल चीफ मिनिस्टर को रिक्वेस्ट करना चाहूंगा कि आप लैंड एक्विजिशन में, लॉ एंड ऑर्डर में हमारी मदद करें, जिससे कि बंगाल के जन जन को ज्यादा से ज्यादा सुविधाएं मिल सके.
Campaigning came to an end this evening for assembly elections in Delhi. Top leaders of political parties made last-ditch efforts to woo the voters by holding roadshows, door-to-door campaigns, press conferences and public meetings across the city. At the ongoing national games in Uttarakhand, 15-year-old Jonathan Gavin Anthony from Karnataka clinched the gold medal in the men's 10-metre air pistol event, edging out senior national players. Anthony scored 240.7 points, while Ravinder Singh of Services bagged the silver with 240.3 points. And with that, we end this news bulletin.